Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Giselle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We're both like drowning in corporate America, but we're here.
Yeah, we're here. What a time to be alive it's been.
Like, literally what a time to be alive.
Yeah, we missed last week. Sorry.
We did.
We were busy.
We were busy.
We were busy. Unfortunately, and we just are creatures of habit now, so I feel like if we can't really do our time, like, on our Wednesday, it's, like, hard to find other time.
I'm here all the time, but there is a return to office happening in the world, in the greater corporate America.
Yeah.
And you are in the cohort of those returning to office.
Yeah. I'm fearful if they take away my Wednesdays. I literally said this last night. I was, like, on my way home from seeing some friends, and it was just the feeling of knowing that I didn't have to leave my apartment.
Yeah.
At like 8:30 today to get to the office, which I know is a very quick commute, and I'm not complaining about it because it is a really quick commute for me on the subway. But just knowing that I could stay here today and like get some things done and like be in my space and also get to record the podcast was like just the most blissful feeling coming home.
It's so sacred. It's so sacred.
And if it ever goes away, I don't know what I'll do. I'll be really, really not well.
It will be devastating. I mean, I think, you know, with the way things are these days, it's just nice to have these moments. It's nice to have fun. It's nice to scream about silly things. And it's nice to see your face, always.
Always. I know. I haven't seen you in... I mean...
You went to a wedding this weekend.
Well, I haven't seen... Have I not seen you since Austin?
Oh my God, literally, wait, right? Yeah.
That's so upsetting, Giselle. Wow.
It's extremely upsetting. I mean, I guess we can start there.
They don't want us to be great, and they don't want us to see each other tomorrow either, but we're definitely seeing each other Friday.
I know. It's so incredibly dark. They don't want us to see each other tomorrow. But I will see you this weekend, of course. And
yes.
I guess we can tell the people about our trip.
We had such a good time, you guys.
It was
amazing.
It was like three days of like, unadulterated bliss.
Four days
of unadulterated bliss, complete fun, always a good time with my girls, but like truly just like smiling, happy, giggling 24/7. It was amazing.
It was really just the best. Like I can't even like put it into words. Like everyone that will listen, I'll tell about it. Everyone that's asked gets an earful and just gets me saying like how much of a good time I had. So
yeah.
10 out of 10, no notes, absolutely just, we also crushed it, like, we were lucky girls, like, everything worked out for us,
we were.
But we also, like, it's really important when you go on a trip with friends to, like, all be on the same page about things, and that's never been really a problem for us, so in addition to that, just, like, we went to Austin City Limits Music Festival, and that was so well run and so chill.
It was incredibly
well
run.
The vibes were immaculate. We got to see, like, so many people that we love perform. The mics were on. Everyone was singing. Everyone sounded great.
Like, you literally can't... Like, we were saying this the whole weekend. Like, as Meg said, like, you cannot have a slot at ACL unless your mic is on.
Yeah.
Regardless of if you can sing or not, your mic will be on. And most people, I was truly shocked about. We missed some notes, but it was still a blast, and the mic was absolutely, absolutely on.
Poor
and
Niall.
I really respect that. I know, Niall, that's what we're really talking about. But like, it's amazing to know that if you're paying the money to go and fly and do all the things and go to this music festival, that like, you are actually seeing live music.
Absolutely.
Like ACL, as you said, like just has it down correctly.
It's so good. I would recommend it to anyone. Like truly. I think, like, there was a bit of an unspoken thing. Like, we never really talked about this, like, too much. But I don't think of the three of us, like, I mean, like, we've been to, like, music festivals before. But I don't think you've ever done, like, a full 3-day, like,
no.
I've never done, like, a full 3-day, like, going to another city, like, for this specifically. So I do think there was probably, like, a bit of, like, nervousness that, like, it would be, too overwhelming, lots of people, whatever, but it was just, like, I was so pleasantly surprised by, like, how chill it was, and talking with people after and even before, like, I've heard them say that about that specific festival, that, like, they just know how to do it, and it's the fact that it's, you know, like, in this park, and, like, they can control everything, and it's just, like, the flow of people. I mean, we never waited more than 5 minutes for a drink.
No, literally, like, never waited more than 5 minutes for a drink. I think we only waited in a bathroom line once.
Mm-hmm.
We got merch pretty swiftly. Come on, Amex, sponsor this podcast.
We love you.
The shuttles we figured out.
Oh, like, my God, yeah. Yeah, we only waited on Saturday night late, like, for a little bit, because we waited for the headliner to be over, but the other two nights we kind of, like, skipped out a little bit early, and we were, like, back at our hotel. I mean, we were back at our hotel before, like, 11 every night.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. Like, that's so... And that's where we wanted to be, in bed, because we are sleepy, almost 30-year-olds.
Literally.
We do not have the stamina to be going out in Austin after.
We're, like, so we're we'll teenage...
We'll have to return to be able to experience the Austin nightlife a little bit.
We're adult teenagers until it hits, like, 10 p.m. And then fully, we're, like, 40 years old. Like,
yes!
And as the clock strikes 10, we completely switch.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean... I think we saw some incredible sets, and
sets on sets.
I think maybe we can just share some of our faves, some of our shockers, surprises. I think our first big we saw Ethel, which was great, amazing. I think our first big shock for you, I feel.
Yeah.
Because you've seen her before. Yeah. I had never seen her, was Miss Maggie Rogers, who previous to the concert I was feuding with. But we have ended our feud, and I am back wearing my merch, and I am on Team Magdalene Rogers, Margaret Rogers. but Meg, why did this set shock you? Tell the people.
Well, I've seen Maggie 3 times previously. I saw her open for Mumford at MSG.
Yes.
When this was, like, right around the time she was blowing up with the first album. I saw her on the tour for the first album at Radio City.
Yes.
And I saw her for this past album, Surrender, also at Radio City. And I've always liked Maggie. And I think definitely the second time at Radio City, and I wouldn't say the first time was, like, fun and great. I wouldn't say it was, like, the best performance I'd seen in my life, but it was good. But the second concert at Radio City was kind of like, I don't know, I just didn't feel like her presence was, like, filling...
Yeah.
Like, we talked about this recently about, like, stage presence and, like, filling
the girls
area
don't have
that
it
you're
this
in. And, like, a lot of the girls don't have it. And I think, like, it had to do with acoustics and different things at Radio City. And I still loved it, right? Like, I love the music.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of, like, off the baggy train. And I was just kind of like, maybe, like, I don't need to see her live. Like, maybe it's just, like, a listening, streaming kind of situation. But I was... blown away from start to finish, because I think she belongs at a festival. She belongs outside. She belongs, like, this, that is, like,
she should play
exactly
Forest Hills and Forest Hills only.
Forest Hills, and this is the thing, is that we did hear all the reports about the Forest Hills show
that was
amazing
happened
in the summer that neither of us knew was happening, so we couldn't even attempt to get tickets to. And that was a really magical show and really great. And I do just think, like, she knows how to work a crowd in that kind of environment. And she was, like, the stage presence was stage presencing. The fit was looking good,
fitting.
Giselle.
Finally, she figured out, as I said, she figured out the haircut.
Yeah.
Like, I love a bitch that chops her hair off. Like, absolutely slay. Honestly, more people should do it. But Maggie just, like, hadn't found the right shortcut. Like, it wasn't cut in a style.
Right.
But
it was just cut to be a pixie cut, basically.
Right. But, like, finally it has grown into such an elite style, and it looked amazing. As Meg said, the outfit. Like, sometimes Maggie can skew a little, like, I picked all the, like, neon and sparkles in my closet and I put them on in this, like, kind of weird alternative fit. But this time it was, like, all black and, like, a little DIY, as you said.
She's always in a fucking leotard, Giselle.
Yeah, she's always giving DIY.
She is Capizio's like number one customer, right? She's there buying the leotard in every color.
She loves
it. And then she does a little DIY moment. But it was yeah, the fit was on fire.
When in doubt, an all black fit is gonna eat. It's gonna eat.
And she was like had her sunnies on for like the first like 20 minutes or so. And I mean
she felt herself.
We also had an amazing spot, and this is something again to be said for ACL. Like we're just like literally they should sponsor us.
Because they should sponsor this podcast.
We're promoting the festival, but was that like after we saw Ethel, which is our first artist, we kind of walked over to the stage that Maggie was going to be at, and we saw Miss Ray, the British
singer. A little context if you can
listen.
I found myself in a shit position.
She was dumb decision. All the hell. The subject of this next song is, and it'd be like sexual assault. The subject of this next song is.
I was like, God.
Yeah, it was kind of dark, but also like she was having a moment, and the crowd was giving her
in her Pretty Little Things fit.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the aesthetic of the stage was not for me, but
no.
We kind of just were like, okay, like let's get a beer and let's kind of hang around in this area. And honestly, like, it was, like, 45 minutes to her set, and we kind of strolled up to the barricade and got a spot
right
on the left side, and we were just kind of like, okay, like, let's just sit down and, like, relax, and, like, nobody pushed us, nobody was, like, fighting, it was so chill, and we got such an amazing prime spot for Maggie, so it was just, like, best case scenario, and I just had, like, the best experience that I've had in a Maggie Rogers concert, and I thought she was in high spirits, and obviously it was the last show of this tour for her and her band, so they were, like, really excited. So yes, it was a surprise for me. I was like obviously gonna go see her, but also I was kind of like, okay, like this, you know, like Giselle and Vera have never seen her before, like this will be, you know, like fun for them, but I'm kind of like, okay, like I've seen her before, but I was really pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, she was great. I mean, just I recently saw that Heard It in a Past Life is one of my top five most played albums of all time.
Yeah,
and I listened to it a lot in the pandemic, and I listened to it a lot pre-pandemic, but I hadn't listened to it in full in a really long time. And actually mm-hmm. yesterday I did a start to finish listen, and like it is like, not to gas Maggie Rogers up more than she needs to be gassed, because I think her head is already huge. Like
yes.
Dessert. Like, but I will say that like Surrender's a good album. Like, it is a good album. But, like, Heard It in a Past Life is like an album. Like,
it's a debut.
From start to finish, that is a perfect album, actually, to me. And, like, she does deserve the fucking flowers for that album. And hearing, like, some of those songs live, like, Say It was a moment for me. Like,
oh, my God, yeah. Falling Water, so good.
Yeah, so good. But Maggie was great for us. Then we saw some of Kendrick, which was, I mean, of course.
Yeah, I, like, need to see him live, like, his own show now. The production was insane. And, I mean, like, he brought it for sure, and I'm sure he always does, but also we had heard that Weekend 2, and so Weekend mm-hmm. 1, he had technical issues and had to come out late and didn't get to do his full set, so, like, he brought it. Like, he was, like, the energy was
amazing. On time!
Like, the production, and that's another thing, everyone was on time.
Not one
no
late
No one was
set.
Late. No one was late.
Iconic.
It was amazing. To the minute, So yeah, but I mean Kendrick was just amazing. I was so glad we got to see I think we saw like 40 minutes of his set or so.
Yeah, it was great. We saw it was a great day one, and then we truly like rolled into day two, went to a little brunch, and of course like was the perfect amount of lit. It was amazing. we stumble into the festival to Jessie Ware, who like definitely disco queen. We like need to get into her more.
Yeah. Mother to many.
We saw Miss Rina Sawayama, which this is the third time I've seen Rina. So a little flip of the Maggie situation. I've seen Rina many times, and I think I've said to Meg and to Vera, like, they don't, as we've always said, like, they don't make pop stars like this anymore. Like, Rita, regardless of if these outfit changes were great, because I think she's had better outfit changes in the past, like, she's always going to give you at least two outfit changes. She's going to give you choreo. She's going to give you acting. She's going to give you live vocal. Like, Rina, to me, is a star, and, like, I loved her, and I think she just continues to, like, outperform herself every time. But, Meg, you saw her for the first time, so.
She was amazing. I was so excited. This hell is my... number one most played song in the last 4 weeks. Yes! I'm, like, obsessed with it.
Got no, my she's invitation. She's great.
To eternal damnation. No, she was great. Energy, stunning. Like, built over the set and then, like, gave us, like, a show-stopping finale. And, as you said, outfit changes, just, like, giving us choreo, giving us acting, giving us everything. So, yeah, she was so good. And again, that was another last show of tour.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like ending their tours and, or at least ending their festival seasons like at ACL. So they like brought a lot of energy, which was great.
Right. And then we did see and stay for the entire.
You're literally about to skip Jared.
No, that's what I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
I said, shockingly, we saw and stayed for the entire 30 Seconds to Mars set, which included Jared Leto literally jumping from the top of the stage, which I watched the clip. If you haven't seen, honestly, Meg Ori's ACL highlight on Instagram, you should, because we both have him jumping from the stage, and I've seen it. I watch it on repeat, and it really is something. To have witnessed that in real life is an out-of-body experience, and honestly, it's great marketing because it got us to stay the whole entire set.
Right.
I know zero yeah. 30 Seconds to Mars songs, whereas Meg knows all of them.
I knew so many. I didn't realize how many I knew.
Meg was literally off book on every song, and I was like, wait, what? Okay, go off.
I really did not. It's all from the Tumblr days. It all stems from Tumblr.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was funny because we had seen him at like other festivals doing this like jumping off the stage thing. And so we were kind of like, we got to do it for the bit. We got to go see him at the beginning, jump off the stage. And then it was just kind of, we made an executive decision to stay because the 1975 were on that stage after. And Giselle did the Lord's work and pulled us through the crowd and got us a great, amazing spot for that set, which was also very good.
Incredible. So. Show-stopping, stunning, amazing, so good.
Giselle had to sit on the ground.
I did. My feet
were. She had to be brave. I mean, you were trying to rally the people around us to be like, what if we all sat? Like one of our favorite recurring lines yeah. of the weekend was, what would happen if you just called Taylor up?
What would happen if you just called Taylor up?
From the Kardashians.
It's so funny.
And so Giselle just said to everyone, what would happen if we all sat and we promised not to step on each other?
But, like, people weren't having it. Some people were with me, but other people were like, no.
But they weren't brave enough to do it, Giselle, and you were brave enough to do it.
I was brave enough. I said, step on me and we're fighting, and I don't think you want to fight with me. I was making friends with people, so it was fun.
You were kind of mother to that crowd a little bit.
Mother at the 1975, literally. And then Sunday we saw Put Some Goddamn Moves
on You, Babe. I
we saw a little bit of Miss Suki Waterhouse, giving nothing but giving something, like giving an outfit, a little baseball hat and a white suit,
and also giving vocals
and giving vocal. People were there to see her. Then we saw our king, Niall, and I lost my damn mind to Story of My Life, of course. Niall barely being able to sing, actually.
There's something to be said about Niall is
having
that
a blast.
Having so much fun, happy to be there, cute mm-hmm. as a button, deserving of it all. Deserving of it all.
Sweet baby Niall.
Even if he's not, he doesn't have the same voice as Hozier, right?
Correct.
But yeah, he was just dancing around that stage, playing his little guitar, talking to people. Like he did great crowd work.
He gave the most crowd work. His
many years in One Direction have given him much talent in the art of crowd work and speaking to a crowd. And so that in that sense, it was just effortless and it was super fun. And
he's happy to be there.
He's happy to be there, and so we're rooting for Niall all the way. Always. He's releasing a deluxe version of the show. Did you see?
I'll be streaming.
But it's all like, I don't think there's any new songs, but I think John Legend is hopping on one.
Enough of John Legend. I'm tired of him.
But also Niall is just like on The Voice with Reba right now, like truly
and
just
Miss Stefani
vibing, living his best life. And John. So that's probably where it comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I'm happy for Niall. He's a cutie. His tickets to his concert, I didn't try, but you know, some of my friends tried and, his tickets for his concert are like impossible to get. So he's doing great. He's doing fine. He's thriving. And good for him. And then it was a bit of a theme. We saw the two Irish lads back to back, but Hozier was so good.
Yes, this is Meg's
As the pod knows, my kind of new hyperfixation is Hozier a little bit.
He was great.
He was so good. Again, I think, like, major BDE, which Giselle heard me say BDD and was so concerned about Andrew.
I was like, he has body dysmorphia?
Yeah. But no, major BDE, very good stage presence also. Like we were seeing performers.
Yes,
this week, that weekend. And yeah, he was great. And then ended it all on Mumford & Sons.
Yes.
Which... I love them, but we were struggling a bit. We kind of had to leave, I think.
Yeah, we were tired.
We saw some other set on like one of the smaller stages. I couldn't even tell you what the artist was, but no. it was very instance.
And trying to eat chicken fingers.
Three of us were sitting on the ground eating chicken fingers, staring at each other. Oh, we saw a bit of Labyrinth, the beautiful Labyrinth.
But yeah, all in all, it was an incredible weekend. We definitely recommend ACL sponsor us. We are a music festival girlies now.
Yeah, I mean, if your lineup's good again, you might see us next year.
Literally, prepare yourselves.
Prepare the bags. Walking out the door with your bags to Austin City Limits.
Literally. but yeah, I feel like that was kind of the big thing that happened in our lives. I feel like to go through some topics of the last 2 weeks, like I think we should just talk about the elephant in the room. Let's just get it done.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is still dating Travis Kelce, if you were wondering. And the recent, I feel like, new things that have occurred that have happened on the interwebs is that she showed up at SNL, she kissed him on the cheek, and she's doing handshakes with the Mahomes, and we don't like the brother because he's a bad person, and now the internet's upset. That's what I know. Am I correct? Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's all accurate.
Great. Okay, great.
Yeah, it's we need Tree Payne to get on her Zoom, girl.
Where is
she? Because she's I know what she's doing. She's on the phone constantly, on a constant phone call with the people at Entertainment Tonight because she is constantly giving them quotes about Taylor and Travis. And not telling Taylor to stay away from Jackson Mahomes. It's just the kind of thing that, like, right now she's very untouchable and, like, very famous and, like, very in the spotlight and obviously, like, has a lot of goodwill. But it's the kind of thing that, like, could obviously come back because he is not a good person, Jackson Mahomes.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just kind of dark that she's, like, hanging around with him. People don't really like Britney either, like, Patrick Mahomes' wife, which, like, you watch the docs, so you know that.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I ask
you a question. Yeah.
Literally. So, I ask this with actually quite literally no agenda.
You're literally doing exactly what Mira did the other night.
I know, because I have to tread lightly.
No, you don't.
I asked it. No, I'm truly just genuinely, because I feel like you are a Swiftie who has, no offense to Swifties, sense. Like, you are a Swiftie who has sense. So, like, I ask you genuinely, like, I say... That we, as I said it before, like, I love a girly living her life in her 30s, having fun, being with the men, living truly, woof, love it. Okay, now we're taking a step. Like, she is the most famous person in the world, but, like, this is kind of exposed. Like, this is, like, every second they're out, they're doing the things Travis is talking about in the podcast. Then she's at SNL. Then they're doing the photos. I'm like... Why this one? Why is this one the one that is getting the whole news cycle? Is it a reason, or do you think it's just
happenstance? I think I literally think it's like you have to like rewind your brain back to, and like we're about to enter another 1989 era in truly like less than 48 hours.
True.
So you have to rewind your brain back to 1989 era, original era, OG era, like 2014, 2015. The Calvin Harris relationship was everywhere. They were going to award shows together. They were posting on Instagram. Like, it wasn't private. This Joe relationship was actually the anomaly.
Yeah.
And it was in reaction to the great cancellation, the National Snake Day of it all, right? And I also think, like, and I think I've said this to you before, like, I think maybe she thought that, like, for a long time that, like, and this is me projecting on her, right? So, like, just, like, don't pass any heat of it. But it's, like... okay, like, I need to have my relationship be really private in order for me to be happy, right? Because, like, yeah. I've tried to be public, and I've tried to, like, whatever, and all it gets me is, like, people shitting on me and saying that I'm, like, serial dating and, like, whatever. So, I think she's just back on her shit. Like, I literally think she's back on her shit, her normal shit. Like, because I also think Joe did not want to ever talk about her or talk about yeah. it or whatever. Like, every time he was asked about her and, like, over the course of 6 years, like, he basically was, like, either, like, barely gave an answer or, like, brushed it off and was, like, I don't really want to talk about that, like, my private life or whatever. So I really just think, like, it's the same old, really, at the end of the day. Like, it was, you know, she... The Tom Hiddleston thing. Do you remember the 4th of July photos from that, like, the I Heart TS and the yeah. photo of, like, Ryan and Blake and the and what another couple friend yeah. of hers, and, like, she's sitting on his lap, and, like, she's posting those, you know? Like, she's not, she's...
Right.
So I just think this is, like, par for the course, to be honest, and, like,
and people are like, used to it. And she's, like, dating someone who also, like... No tea, no shade, like, wants to be in the spotlight.
Is a bit of a fame whore, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, Travis, even 100%. Before her, he's always been like this.
Yeah, so,
like,
he has a podcast. I mean, yeah. we know that. We want to be famous. That's why we have a podcast.
Literally. Come
on. No, but, like, yeah, it's just, it's, I think people are in a bit of a state of shock, and, like, there are a lot of new Swifties post, like, Folklore and, like, the re-records and whatever, and obviously she's, like, back in this big way, like, from, like,
The girls weren't here back in the fucking Speak Now Red 1989 days.
Exactly. I mean, her and Harry Styles, all those photos of them walking in Central Park, and they dated for a couple months. Her and Jake Gyllenhaal with the pumpkin spice lattes walking down the street in Brooklyn. It's always been this way, and, like, I agree with you 100%. She is 100% in control of all of it.
Yeah. Narrative. Absolutely.
100%. And that's why I'm talking about Tree Pain having ET on speed dial, because it's every day.
It's the graphics, the NFL graphic. I'm like, this is...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because the thing is like, they're basically, she, like, had told Fox a couple of weeks ago when she went to one of the games that they weren't allowed to use her music or whatever. So it's like, she can control it when she wants to. You know what I mean? And clearly, yeah. like, they approved the whole SNL thing, and she was supporting her good dear friend Ice Spice.
Ice Spice gave actually zero, like, 0% on that fucking stage.
Yeah.
Waddling around.
Like, but yeah, that's my honest answer for you. That's what I think Thank it you. Is. I think it's just, like, a return to, like, the real Miss Swift is upon us. This is going to be interesting for me, too, because it's, I'm, like, very honest. Like, it's testing my patience.
I know.
It's testing me.
This is the thing.
Giselle, like, prefaces every time she sends something about Taylor in the group chat with, sorry, Meg, I know you've seen this, like, 100 times.
Because, like, truly, this is where I feel like my place with Taylor Swift right now is so peaceful, because, like, yeah. I am a listener. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I'm a listener.
Absolutely.
I will listen to the music. I will enjoy 1989 on Friday and for the continual months. Yeah. And I'm happy about that. But so I know that my only forum to speak about her if I have a question is you. But I know that you have actually, like, 10 group chats that are talking about it. So, like, I can't even, I know that when I'm coming to you, like, actually 3 days late also usually, yeah. that, like, I'm like, she's talked about this ad nauseum. But
yeah, no, it's
here,
just
here
so
I am, a humble listener.
No, you're
trying to get my answers about Taylor yeah. Swift.
I mean, it's just so funny because, like, I just see her as flying so close to the sun right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so scary. And, like...
Literally, like, last 1989 era.
Literally. Like, it's giving the same thing. And I'm like, are we going method? Like, for reputation?
I feel like she's going method.
Like, what's happening, right? Because I think, like, I was saying this yesterday, but, like, she... Cruel Summer went number one, finally. After
oh really I did she released the Cruelest Summer or something like that,
yeah, which, like, it was the live version from tour, which I've been streaming because famously. I love nothing more than a live version of a song,
right
as
right.
we've said.
The live album is out or no
just Cruel Summer
okay
to get it to number one, and then there was this, like, song. Other remix that was fucking terrible because her remixes are all terrible, but Cruel Summer went number one. And her and Jack, she posted this video on her Instagram of her and Jack being like, oh my God, like, whatever. And there's all these, like, Easter eggs in it for, like, whatever. I don't know. People are freaking out about the number, the fingers they held up and whatever. It's like insane.
It's actually a third job. It's a third job being a Taylor Swift fan. It's insane. Like
but like Katie pointed this out to me that she's been like when she posted it, she was still in Kansas City reportedly, according to photos and jets and, you know, like jet like logs and whatever. So it's like clearly that was done like before it even went number one, which like, right. I guess you kind of know when it's going to happen, but also like I was just kind of like, you know, the performance of it all is like getting to be a lot for me. So I'm trying to, I'm seeing the Eras movie tomorrow of today.
Oh, I'm when so this podcast excited.
Comes out.
See him again.
Truly, it's been 84 years. It's been 2 weeks. It's so not like me, but so
wait,
I'm excited,
when are you seeing it?
Tomorrow night.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I was like, tonight?
No.
I'm so excited for you.
Tonight I'm getting a facial.
Yes, icon.
It's called self-care week.
Literally. Yeah.
So we'll just have to see. I mean, like, obviously 1989's out on Friday, so it's just going to be even more. And if the double album theory is true, I don't know what we're in for. So I'm just buckling up.
Here we
strapping
go.
Strapping in tight and, you know.
She is upon us. I mean, she's not going anywhere, and she is upon us.
She's absolutely not going anywhere. She still has another
year.
I
don't think we spoke about Beyonce being at the thing.
Oh, at the premiere of the movie. Yeah, that was sweet. I mean, I think I've always kind of assumed that they, like, get along and, like, that there's always, you know. But also, it's just kind of like, when you're one of one and one of one, like, in this kind of area, like, you have no choice to kind of, but to kind of relate to each other, so... I thought it was so nice. And I
agreed.
Hope that Taylor reciprocates, but I think she's going to be on tour.
Yeah, agreed.
I can't wait for the Renaissance movie.
I'll lose my mind.
Since we haven't seen it in live and in person, that's going to be
I'm very excited.
A moment.
I feel like, I mean, yeah, I'm very excited. Very excited. Beyonce, I think we have a lot to... I think we're getting something new from her next year, honestly.
You do? Like an act two?
Yeah, I do.
Ugh. Love.
I genuinely believe. I think that, like, she is bigger. She's always been big. She is mother. Like, Beyonce is, we all know. I don't have to get into it. But, indeed. Like, she is just right. I think she's going to do another act. I think she has another year left in her, maybe. And then she's going to go away for, like, another five.
Yeah.
Like, I think she has momentum right now. So, I think, like, while she can make all this money... And, like, while she's, like, in her the best shape of her life and, like, doing the thing, she's going to do it. And then I literally think we're not going to see her for a long ass
time. Yeah. I mean, she has given us so much. And if she gives us a second part to Renaissance, like, that will be so amazing. But
yeah. I think people have showed up and
kids.
Showed up.
Like, she wants to go, like, be with her kids, I think.
Yeah. We'll see. But
I
can definitely
see something next year. I
listened to
Renaissance from
start
to finish the other day.
So good.
The first time in a while. And it was just, like, while I was working. And I was just, like.
It's a perfect album. Also.
It's so good. It's so good.
Well, yeah. Taylor, Beyonce, icons. moving on to, I mean, I guess we can go relationships next.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ariana Grande and this boyfriend, additionally Dalton Gomez being seen with that girl.
Okay, this whole thing is so fucking weird. Have you
Dalton
have
Gomez
you seen...
and the girl?
No, but have you seen that now, what's his face? The ex... Wait, hang on. Give me a second. I need to find this exact tweet.
If people don't
Joe
know...
Keery.
Yeah,
Joe
yeah,
Keery.
Joe Keery
from Stranger Things, who used to date Maya... Whatever her name is. His ex,
Maya
his
someone.
Ex-girlfriend,
yeah.
Who was the one who was spotted making out with Dalton.
Yeah.
So Joe Keery was just spotted with that girl Chase Wonders or whatever.
She is also everywhere.
Who... was just dating Pete Davidson.
Yes.
Who dated Ariana Grande, who was married to Dalton Gomez, who is making out with Joe Keery's ex-girlfriend.
It's literally like this. It's just like a web.
It's so funny to me. I mean, it's...
Dalton Gomez and no one also. Like
Dalton Gomez trying to be relevant. Like, you are not relevant. Please go away.
You didn't
sell,
want to be
sell
relevant.
Your real estate. Sell your real estate, babe. Like, you're fine.
Right.
But... Yeah, Ariana is, I mean, she, like, this man, like, needs to be her soulmate. Otherwise, it's not good for her. Otherwise, you broke up a family for nothing.
It's dark. Ariana, well, I mean, I feel like I'm in my, like, detachment era from celebrities. Like, I'm just going to listen to the music. I'm going to, like, you know, watch from afar. But, like, I can't put my eggs in a basket because these people are literally failing me. And also Ariana Grande and this man, like, it is giving chaos. It's giving, like, spooky, ookie ookie. It's just, like, no. It's giving no. I can't. I need her. I need them to be working again so she can just get back to filming Wicked. Like, I need.
I know we need the strike. The strike needs to end.
And people, I mean, with all this free time is like, I need people to get back to work.
Yeah, but the voices, like, are happening. Ariana's in the studio. Like, apparently Ariana's in the studio with, like, Max Martin or whatever too. So I'm like, what's going on? Like,
are we getting pop Ariana Grande back?
I mean, that would be amazing.
Victoria Monet is on tour, so I know we're not getting R&B Ariana Grande.
True. I would love, like, a Dangerous Woman part two. Like, literally. Yeah. Gimme.
I know, but I feel like I'm just intrigued because, like, that era of pop is kind of done. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to get, like, a Break Free in the year 2023 or 2024. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get a One Last Time. So, like, what is Ariana Grande in 2024? I don't know.
Maybe she's gonna turn into a whisper girly.
Maybe. Like your bestie Gracie.
I can't do it. Enunciate, bitch. Enunciate. I know.
Also, Maren Morris. I mean, all these country girls, like, literally getting divorced. Maren Morris has filed for divorce from her husband as well.
Yeah, Ryan Hurd. I was kind of, like, bummed to hear about this.
I thought they were, like, very much, like, in love.
But. Yeah, same. It was a bit crazy to see, but and they have a kid, which is always sad. I mean, it's just sad. I don't know what happened. But that was like out of the blue. But also apparently then there were like multiple sightings of her without her wedding ring. So it was like maybe if we paid closer attention to Maren Morris, but I honestly wasn't really paying attention to Maren Morris, so
definitely not.
I mean, like, bring us the new music, like, work with Zed again, let's get right on that. I mean, but again, the middle is so of that era too. You're so right.
Take a seat, iconic. Honestly,
listening to it,
give me the bones again. I'll take the bones.
Oh my god, the bones with Hozier.
Yeah, but like, honestly, the country girl is like Kelsey Ballerini in her divorce era, Maren Morris in her divorce era, Kacey Musgraves still in her divorce era. Like, everyone is just divorced.
She is so divorced. I mean, like, Miley Cyrus, divorced era. Like, all the girls are just divorced.
No, literally, who's still married?
Adele, divorce era. But apparently, who's still married? Married to Rich Paul or whatever his name is.
Oh, she's married to him?
Still married. Well, I don't know. If that's the rumor. She keeps calling him her husband.
Oh.
Who's married? Like, no one.
Like, quite literally no one.
Yeah, 2023, I mean.
Everyone got divorced.
We've aged, like, 84 years since that one random day in late March, early April, where they announced that Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn broke up.
It really was that this year?
Yes, it was during the Eras tour. It was like the week three or whatever.
Oh yeah, wow.
I've aged so much. Like, it's taken years off my life.
Lupita Nyong'o scene with fucking
Joshua Jackson after posting that big long thing about her breakup. Dark. And heartbreak. Oh, it's so not good.
Everyone is messy and everyone is divorced. That is 2023. Divorce and being messy.
Another one that we have on this list is a bit of a doozy. I mean, we knew Sophia Bush had filed for divorce from her husband of, like, less than 2 years.
Maybe, I think it was literally 1 year. Because
literally. And, like, had just posted, had just, like, maybe a month before posted, like, an anniversary post for him. About how much she loved him and whatever, and then all of a sudden it's like divorce, irreconcilable differences. They were friends for years before they got together in COVID, and it's like, you don't just do that and then get divorced. Like, what? That's crazy. But now it has come out.
Had the huge wedding in Tulsa, trying to advocate for fucking, like, Black Wall Street, like,
quite literally making. I mean, that was obnoxious. Making Tulsa obnoxious. And Tulsa's, like, traumatic history about them on, like, literally. Like, literally. And
the
about
death
them
of black
being
people about them.
About them being allies.
It was like too much.
I couldn't do that. That really put a bad taste in my mouth for sure.
But now Sophia Bush.
Now Sophia Bush is reportedly dating Ashlyn Harris, who is a professional soccer player who was married to another professional soccer player, Allie Krieger, with whom she has two adopted children and that are very young. So, like, this has recently happened.
Yeah.
And Sophia Bush has also been friends with Ashlyn and Allie for years. People have been bringing up comments she left on their photos of, like, y'all are couple goals, whatever. I mean...
Mess.
And I mean, the thing about Sophia Bush is that she's been a mess.
Yeah, she had that podcast. She has
always been messy.
Definitely.
And, I mean, the Chad Michael Murray of it all, apparently he had cheated on someone with Sophia Bush and then cheated on Sophia Bush with who? Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan? Who? And then she was with multiple guys on One Tree Hill, like dated Austin, whatever his name is, Nichols.
Yep.
And dated James Lafferty. And I'm not trying to be like, whatever, but it's, she just screams mess a little bit, because then she was also dating her Chicago PD co-star for a really long time, and I thought that was gonna last.
Right.
And then it didn't, and now this, and I just am, I'm sad for her, but also I'm just like, girl, what are we doing? Why are we homewrecking?
Why is everyone homewrecking? I would love to know.
Why are we homewrecking?
Let's clean up our mess and then be together. Like, I'm just like, what? Let's make sure we have our ducks in a row before we're out in
the
press.
The thing is like, this was People that broke this news. And it's kind of like, no one is fooled by a month and a half ago, Sophia Bush filed for divorce, and then 3 weeks ago, Ashlyn Harris filed for divorce, and now they're dating, and it's, no one was ever cheated on. Like, nobody buys that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, we gotta, like, pause and, like, pump the brakes on the relationship if you are actually trying to be respectful of the past relationships.
Right.
Which is why it screams, not, we were not respectful of our relationships that we were
absolutely
in.
Absolutely not.
Oh, it's not good. I mean, this is what you said, Giselle. Like, you can never put your faith in any of them because they're just going to let you down.
Thankfully. I mean, it's so funny. Quick anecdote, but, like, not to bring the Jonas Brothers up again. But, like, literally, it's hilarious to me because, like, in the midst. I mean, finally, the Sophie Joe thing has, like, calmed down. But, like, Priyanka Chopra has been at every fucking show. Like, doing the PR repair that needs to be done. Like, she is out here carrying the team on her back. Like, I'm
absolutely
shook.
Absolutely. And then Sophie unfollowed her. It's, you know, I and this is gonna be a pivot, and always, as we always say, you know, normalize shifting or changing your opinion once presented with new information. But
always.
I'm still like anti Joe in this whole situation.
Yeah,
like, I just don't think it, I think it was handled so disgustingly. But also, like, since then, like, Sophie has been acting like a 27-year-old teenage girl. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think they're both, like,
unfollowing Priyanka, posting the Fearless bracelet on her Instagram story and then deleting it. All the sightings with Taylor Swift, like, are a mess, right? So it's just kind of, I don't know, they're just both a bit.
It's like, be messy.
Ridiculous.
When you have kids, you need to stop being messy.
Yeah, it
I'm sorry.
That's the thing. It's like, if she was doing this and they had no kids and it was just a divorce, it was like another Miley Cyrus, you know, I'm 28 and I don't want to be married kind of situation.
Yeah.
And you know, Kelsey Ballerini too and whatever, and there were no kids involved, it'd be different. And, like, it's just, it's shady and it sucks that, like, that's all there forever now. Like, what happened? And I hope, like, and it does seem like maybe, like you said, it's calmed down and whatever, but it's just a bit dark, isn't it? They just don't
know
how to behave. And I mean, I guess it's just another reminder that they're also just human beings acting messy, but I don't know. Me and my friends certainly don't act this way.
Certainly not. We're perfect. Moving on to another messy thing. Britney Spears' book is in the world.
Oh God.
She is with us. I kind of, I think I'm going to listen to the audiobook narrated by Michelle Williams, right?
Michelle Williams, white Michelle Williams. Yeah. It's just, the joke writes itself, the Abbott Elementary joke. It's so funny.
Right. Not of Destiny's Child fame, actually, yeah. Not that. I've only lightly been tapping into this because it's just, like, Britney is so dark for me that, like, yeah. It is hard to actually give this any attention, but...
Yeah.
She said things about Justin. He's, of course, I think, responded. What else has she said, Meg? I think he was like, didn't he say, like, I thought I had dated her for half my life, but, like, I didn't actually know her? Like, I thought I knew her, but I didn't know her. That's what he said.
Like, yeah, okay, I mean, the thing about these celebrity memoirs, and this is what happened with Prince Harry's, right, is that, and I read that whole book. I slogged through that book. And, like, because in the week that it came out, and the week before it came out, every day there was a new headline with a new excerpt and, like, a new, you know, the flashiest things that were in it were out before the book even was, or before anyone really had a chance to even read it. So I fear that's what's happening with this Britney book, which, like, it is a lot of stuff, right, that I've kind of also, I feel like I've been, like, tapping in, tapping out kind of situation.
Yeah.
Basically Britney, like, accusing Justin of, like, cultural appropriation in a lot of ways, and, like, that's, you know, obviously, like, it all has always been on display. And I think, like, it's just interesting. I mean, like, her abortion story is obviously, like, shocking and, like, you know, obviously, like, probably hard to share and everything. I don't know.
I saw a video clip of Addison Rae reading, like, the book.
And can I say this? What are people, I tweeted this recently, actually. Mm-hmm. It's one of my, one of my tweets recently, because I don't really tweet that often. I, like, retweet, kind of retired from Twitter a little bit. But when I do tweet, it's about something important. And what the tweet was that, like, what are people who walk and read a book at the same time trying to prove?
Literally.
Because, like, we know
they want a photo
op.
They want a photo op.
We know you're not reading. We know you're not actually getting those words down. And what's going to happen is you're just going to walk into someone and cause a scene.
Addison Rae did that for this exact reason. So that we would say it on our podcast.
But it's like, yeah, okay, you did it for the paparazzi shot. But it's like, we also know, like, you're not reading that book.
No, absolutely not.
Like, that's not happening.
No.
So, what? I don't know. It's just so silly. I did see that, though. And then it was like, Addison Rae grabs a coffee after picking up Britney Spears' memoir. Or,
like,
whatever.
Enough!
I mean, I'd, like, try and get it from the library, but I'm sure the holds on it are insane.
Yeah. I think I'll
And I mean, like, I really hope that, like, she's doing well and she feels that this represents her well.
Isn't Jamie Lynn, like, off of... She got off of...
She got voted out, like, second, Giselle.
Yeah, because the people stand with Britney.
Because the people stand with Britney Jean Spears.
And I love that, honestly.
Yeah.
I love justice.
I mean, it's... I just hope, again, like, I hope that this is, like, feels like it comes from her and, like, is authentic to her. And also that, like, she has good people around her, because it's dark. It's a dark, dark time. I mean, she's talking about, like, a lot of different things. I mean, I'll read it if I can.
Yeah, I think we'll have to give it some time.
Yeah, but I mean, the other thing that I saw recently, like, a peer of Britney's in a way, Paris Hilton season 2 of Paris in Love.
Oh, yes.
On, like, Paramount Plus or whatever it is.
I love her.
She, like, didn't tell anyone she was having that they were having the baby and whatever. And,
right.
Like, it's just, like, her, like, talking about her trauma, like, that whole experience
she
that
did,
she talked about in season 1.
Did she have the baby or did she have a surrogate?
Surrogate.
Okay, because I feel like I didn't remember seeing her pregnant, but.
And then she's, like, going on tour, or I don't even know what she's doing, but she's just so funny. Like, it's so silly. I can't believe she has a second season of that show.
I know. But I love that for Paris. Just literally being
so
rich.
Yeah, but she has, like, a lot of trauma, too, you know? Like,
she is so... I did watch that thing she talked about when she was a kid, like...
And part of the... In the trailer, there was, like, this clip of this doctor saying that, like, to her that, like, trauma victims have a really hard time, like, bonding with their children. So, like, that's probably, obviously, like, a storyline in this season 2 of Paris in Love. But Wish her the best, of course. Wish Lindsay Lohan the best. She had a baby.
Literally wishing all of these people the best. Lindsay, we're praying for, like, always. I feel like she's happy. I feel like she's good now.
She seems, I mean, it seems like she is, like, also, like, sound of mind.
Yeah,
you know agreed. What I mean? Whereas I doubt that with Britney sometimes, with all the love.
Definitely not. Lindsay Lohan did that movie, that Cordova Street, that I think he, like, hated her, right?
Yeah,
like,
he did hate her.
She also is giving kind of darkness on her Instagram, but it's not the same darkness as Britney. It's giving just, like, over-edited, but, like, this, she looks just fine.
Yeah, she looks like Lindsay. I mean, she looks like Lindsay in the year 2024.
Oh, I'm happy for her. Yes, Lindsay, be a mom. Iconic.
Her bio being prayer hands, or like a, I mean, the thing about that emoji is that I don't even really think it was initially prayer hands. I think it was like a high five.
Yeah, but now we're all like
prayers. But now we're all like prayers. Oh yeah, it is giving over edited. Oh my god, this Mother's Day post.
It's wild.
Oh no, Lindsay.
Okay, and then rounding it out, Meg. Yeah. On a high note, I think we saved the best for last, which is just new music being delivered right to our ears. Mm-hmm. And as we all said, one that was highly anticipated for me and Meg, all of us, was Troye Sivan's album. Troye knows how to put out 10 great songs to me. Like, 10 classic songs. I've said this so many times, like, The girls aren't doing promo anymore, but Troye Sivan is the girly doing the promo.
I mean,
he's everywhere.
Giselle, can I just tell you something? I was scrolling on TikTok, and I haven't really been on TikTok because, as you mentioned earlier, and we didn't really get into, I was also at a wedding this weekend, and
so
I've just been like in and out of town and like very like off my schedule, off my routine, like, and I have been missing my TikTok time. But I'm scrolling through TikTok and I see, like, you know when you repost something on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
And so, like, 3 in a row were, like, reposted by you.
I love a repost. I love
you
a
do.
Repost.
Famously, we have not talked about this, but you love a repost on TikTok.
And
sometimes
I love that. It's so accurate, and I'm like, no, I feel this.
And one of them was the guy duetting with Troye with the influencer on, like, the tube,
the
Metro, or whatever.
Yeah, the tube
and
girl.
You were like, and you, like, the guy's like, Where is the money coming from? What is happening?
It's giving Barbie!
It's giving Barbie. And I mean, I think, like, it's so interesting to see, and I love this for him.
Oh my God,
and, like,
Meg.
What?
Alert. Alert, Meg!
Alert.
I forgot to tell you. Ross Lynch and Jazz are back together.
No!
Yes, they were seen together, like, a week ago.
This is amazing.
This is important. This is important breaking news. I literally saw this, and I think it was, like, really late at night, which is why I didn't text you, but, like, and then I forgot. But, like, I do believe that they were recently seen together. This is extremely important news.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, Giselle, I don't know if this is true.
No, it was a recent video, Meg. No! It was recent. I saw that text. No, okay, look. Wait.
Okay. Let me Google them and not...
I'm on fucking J14. Like, that's where we're at.
Okay, should I go to the Ross Jazz fan account on Instagram?
Yes. Aww. Oh my God, I don't think I'm lying. Oh no, I got so excited. Did TikTok lie to me?
Oh no.
He's still following her on Instagram, so that's important to me.
Okay.
People are quick with an unfollow. They are still following each other on Instagram.
Okay, but isn't he with someone else now?
Okay, we thought he was with
that. Because she's on that Gen V show on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's the spinoff of The Boys, which is a show that, like, is very us-coded that we don't watch, that we should maybe, like,
explore. We should watch. But we were talking about Ross because he was in the Troye Sivan music video.
Yes.
That was giving very Boys by Charlie XCX.
Very Boys by Charlie XCX, which is an iconic music video we don't talk about enough, actually.
Besties.
My sister. But, okay, well, let's pray that Jazz and Ross
prayers
are back together,
to that couple.
Or get back together.
That would restore a piece of
but
love.
But Troye,
for me.
I mean, Troye just, like, not, the other girls are just not doing it like Troye Sivan.
They're not.
And I love the album. I need to spend more time with it. still.
It came out when we were at ACL, so it's like hard. Yes,
and
to
we
like
we
really...
listened on the plane. We all downloaded it, listened on the plane. Mm-hmm. But
I love was it going more through. More if you
I was catching up on our songs yesterday, and I had to add my favorite from the new Troy album.
That's the one you added is my favorite. Album.
Yeah. I love.
Still got it.
Yep. So good. And I mean, the singles were good, like as we said. But it's just like front to back, fun, good
10 great songs.
Music.
Easy.
And like we missed him, and I'm so happy for him. I'm like, I think it's doing really well, so that's great.
The Holly album, also great.
Holly Humberstone. What? I mean, the thing is that I've been shitting on the Whisper Girlies, right? But
she Holly has the Humberstone. Power
Holly Humberstone is a bit is my bitch though. Like I
yeah,
love
she's got some power behind the Whisper.
Cocoon, Paint My Bedroom Black. I mean, there's a lot of singles off this album. Like we've heard, we know all of them and everything. But Flatlining, obviously.
I like Ghost Me.
Good.
Yeah.
Just a really, really, really good album. And I mean, like, 13 songs, 42 minutes. We stan. I'm gonna have to order this record for myself. What else came out this week?
In the City, Charlie XCX, and Sam
okay.
Smith.
It's a smash. People are being such haters. People are being haters. It's why can't you just like fun things? I'm so tired.
People hate fun. This is what people hate pop music. People hate fun. People hate us. People hate Sam Smith, and it's honestly tired.
Disgusting.
I'm tired of it.
Disgusting. Did you see Charlie? Like,
yes,
posted?
Charlie was like, I've never seen someone get this much hate. Like, literally, people are evil.
People are awful.
You have nothing to do. You are sick. What does Nicki Minaj say?
You are
disgusting and sick.
Yes.
You're sitting in a quiet room listening to my show. You are disgusting and sick, or whatever she says. That
you
is
you are
what...
sick and you're married and you might be dying. Come on, Phoebe.
Yeah, literally, come on, Phoebe. No, people are sick, and I'm tired of it because Sam Smith is just having fun. So that was
I
a great song
that
came out.
Oh, the new Griff.
The new Griff is great. The rest is boring. Sorry,
the rest
I
is
said
so
it.
Boring.
I said it.
Say it.
I said it.
You gotta. What you know the thing about the truth is that you have to say the truth, and
the thing
rest
about the
is
truth
boring.
Is that it hurts sometimes.
The rest is boring.
It was boring when we saw it live, but it's boring. I'm sorry.
The way we never talked about that until we got on the mic and we were like, yeah, it was really weird that they just played the rest and like didn't say a word or didn't say the titles. But I've actually listened to the rest
Me
like
too.
Twice.
Boring. I'm sorry.
Sorry to the boys.
I'm ready for the boys era. We're good. I'm good. I saw them live. I love the songs. I love. Okay. Happy to
we're
say
good. Let's
closing the chapter on the boys for right now. The rest was boring. Sorry, but it's true.
It's very true. What else? What else? I mean, yeah, I really like Into the Walls. Oh my gosh, the new Griff one.
Yeah, the new Griff is really great.
I forgot about the rest. Wow, because I didn't add it to any of my playlists.
Because it was
yikes.
Matt Rogers featuring Muna, great.
Matt Rogers featuring Muna, a hit. Obsessed with this for Matt. Like, I love this for him. He deserves, as I've always said. And yeah, I mean, obviously 1989 this Friday. Sounds like
yes.
Nicki pushed her album back to December.
Smart of her. She needs to start doing some promo, actually.
Kanye is maybe kind of dropping something next week. I don't know.
I can't even think about it.
It's
I can't even entertain it.
I can't even. We never really talked about like Ed Sheeran's Autumn Variations, which is such a flop.
Because I didn't listen.
I can't even believe it. And you shouldn't. You should never listen.
After you and you
broke people should never laugh. Me. You should never listen.
Literally, broke people should never laugh. yeah, I didn't listen, and I'm sorry, Ed. But he said he wasn't trying to make money from it, so I don't feel bad.
It was just he put it out on his own, and it was for fun. And it's like, okay, so have fun with
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes we don't have to have fun.
Because you won't be making money from me, because I will not be streaming. Every single song was boring and awful. Sorry to him.
Sometimes
sorry to Aaron
fun
Dessner.
Doesn't need to be put out. Sometimes you can have fun without putting an album out. Wow. I do it every day. I do it every
I mean,
single day.
Quite literally same.
but yeah, I feel like that is a wrap up of the last 2 weeks.
That was fun. I forgot about so much stuff that
I know.
Happened.
It always like, comes back.
It
all
comes
back. How is Celine Dion? Is she doing okay?
Who?
Celine Dion. Have we checked in on her recently?
Oh, I think she's having a chronic illness.
I did know that, but I wasn't sure if we had an update on that.
So
So I'm just going to do a quick Google. Impossible to control. Oh, God. Praying for Celine Dion.
Prayers.
Ending this podcast saying prayers for
everyone. Add Celine Dion to your prayer list.
Like, and literally. I'm being so serious. I need her to be okay. So we can't take any bad news about Celine Dion. Like, literally, we can't. So pray for Celine Dion and listen to 1989 Taylor's version. Excited to chat about that with you all.
We'll see if it's a double drop.
Yeah, that's why. If it's not, I'm going to be a little disappointed. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm sorry I got your hopes up. Because now I'm starting to get scared. Because now the other theory is that she's been dropping these lyrics. Like, last night, yesterday, she dropped lyrics. And then she just posted, like, handwritten ones. And it's like, today's was like, aquamarine, moonlit swimming pool, what if, all I need is you. And people thought they were lyrics at first. But they're all in different handwriting and different ink. So everyone's like, are they just, like, more bonus tracks?
What will be upon us? Are you gonna do a midnight listen, Meg, or are you gonna do it in the morning?
I think we might, because we're seeing the movie at 8 and then it's 3 hours, so I think we might.
I can't wait to wake up to your thoughts
at midnight. Certainly I can't wait to hear what Slut will be like. It will make or break the world. I think
that's definitely gonna be probably be a TikTok anthem, I assume.
Oh, Jesus Christ, help us.
But yes, that is all she wrote, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We love you deeply. We're sending you love and peace in these trying times. Thank you for screaming with us. Most importantly of anything, love you, Meg.
Love you, G.